World Bank President James Wolfensohn Thursday said that there will not be peace in the world until the widening income gap between rich and poor is narrowed. Mr. Wolfensohn spoke at a forum on the effectiveness of foreign assistance at Washington's Johns Hopkins University. Mr. Wolfensohn says in the aftermath of September 11th, there's a growing recognition that poverty is a cause of violent conflict. Arguing that rich and poor countries are united in striving to eradicate poverty, the World Bank president said the world won't be peaceful until something is done to improve equity and social justice.
Particularly at a time when we have now 6 billion people on the planet, 5 billion of whom live in developing countries, and in 25 years we'll have 8 billion people on the planet, where 7 billion live in developing countries. And 25 years later, 9 billion people on the planet, when 8 billion will live in developing countries. You cannot look at the world in a sanguine sense that everything is the same against that set of demographics.
The World Bank says a person is in poverty if his income is below $2 a day or $800 a year. The conference stressed the need to measure the effectiveness of development assistance, which is generally regarded as wasteful by taxpayers in rich countries. Pietro Viellio is the Swiss executive director at the World Bank. He cites the example of a public opinion survey of improved performance in the healthcare system in Kyrgyzstan as one way to measure aid effectiveness.
People's perception is that there is an important change, a very positive change. For instance, treatments are cheaper now. Patients know now in advance how much they have to pay. Drugs are readily available in the hospital. And people do not have to search and buy them anymore in pharmacies outside the hospital.
Conference participants emphasized the need for greater coordination among aid donors. They said developing countries accept that they must fight corruption, strengthen the rule of law, and improve the efficiency of their institutions and financial systems. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.